holidays at home in Marlboro. Thanksgiving in my early years was spent down to Graham and Grant Wiswold's. We used to get down there and also Aunt Gladys and Uncle Chandler and Cousin Ruthie used to come down from Gorham. And we had a turkey dinner there. And when one Thanksgiving, Anna and Ruthie dared me to take a bite of Grandpa Wiswold's chewing tobacco. And I said, well, if you take some, I'll take some. So there's always a jar of tobacco at the desk with a jackknife beside of it. And they cut off little tidbits. And they gave me one, and they took one, and they went right out and spit it out into the wood box in the kitchen. Like big-hearted me, I chewed it up and swallowed it. Oh, was I sick. And they called Dr. Hildreth. Dr. Hildreth came up and says, ah, it's nothing but a little bit of tobacco, chewing tobacco. And they knew right off what it was. So I spent that Thanksgiving on my back and on a couch in the living room. But ordinarily, Graham would make a nice dinner, very nice dinner. She was a good cook. And then along in years, from after I was, I'll come to that. Well, after I was married, we used to go up to Margaret's up in Enfield with the kids. As far as Christmas was concerned, we spent that at home. And I usually got from my parents, I usually got clothes to wear. I didn't think it's anything special. The only special thing I remember was from Aunt Lilla. She sent me a pinball machine. It had 10 little, steel balls, and a typical, spinball machine. It had pins in it, and it go down and dip, flip, 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 in the bottom, and then you tipped it up, started over again. That lasted an awful long time. Matter of fact, I believe Lawrence, our son, Lonnie, used it for a while. It was a heavy steel frame and a glass front, and it was quite a rig. As far as Christmas presents were concerned, they were from the family, were clothes mostly. And at Halloween, we did no trick or treating, as I recall. Maybe Anna might have, but I don't remember that doing. 4th of July, oh boy. 4th of July was quite a time. We had fireworks. We had Mother used to take the piece of punk and go out and light these inch firecrackers. Take them all apart, take a package all apart, set them on the sidewalk, on the front sidewalk, and light them and get away and watch them bang. And my brother Lawrence made a cannon 2-inch firecrackers. He made it so that it had a spring in it, and you'd light the fuse, and when the fuse got down to the trip, it would spring the fire, the 2-inch firecracker out in the air, and it would go off in the air. It was quite a rig. And he also made a skyrocket chute that we used. Lawrence was a very talented guy. He built many different things. Built a diving helmet with the help of other Clarence Berry God and his cronies that he used to go around with. And built a kayak, ice boat. He knew how to do things, I'll tell you. Quite a boy, Lawrence was. I kind of worshipped him, because he was 9 years older than I was, and he maybe kept me in the straight and the narrow. As far as birthdays, I don't know. We might have had birthday cakes, but I don't recall when we were small whether we had birthday parties or not. I don't remember any that outstanding, you know, that would be good enough to put into this. And usually, because Dad, working for the State Highway Department, he was really on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Especially in the wintertime. He'd go out at night before he went to bed. He'd look at the sky and say, well, I guess we'll be all right tonight. We won't get any snow. And, well, kind of looks if we'll get some snow. So on and so forth. He'd wake up at a certain time, go out and see how much snow there was. Then he'd call the plows out. It was quite a chore for him. And that kind of does it for the birthday party. We didn't have any birthday parties that amount to anything, that I recall anyways. And we'll go on to the Robinsons in Mount Vernon. Well, the only thing I remember about Robinsons in Mount Vernon were I went down there one time with Uncle Edgar to Mount Vernon, and I don't recall Uncle. I don't recall it was one of Grandpa Rob's half brothers or whatever it was. His son was running the farm that his father was worked on, and he had a twin boys, and they were about, I can recall, they were about my age, and we had a good time running around together. That's about the limit. I did get down to Mount Vernon one or two times with Uncle Edgar and pick up apples or peaches or plums or whatever. But the most time we would go down to Lunenburg. That was Dad's cousin by the name of John Robinson, I believe it was, and he had a beautiful orchard. We used to go down there and get our apples and pears and stuff like that. I can recall the one time we went out into the Dad went out into the orchard with him, and Mom would kind of stay back. She didn't travel, walk too much, and I can remember Anna and I would ride down in the back, mind you, mine, ride down there in the back of the pickup on a bench. And we had all, if it was going to be cool, we had robes to put over us. It was quite a ride. And we went out into the orchard, and there was a plum tree, and it was, oh, geez, it was loaded with plums. But they were not quite ripe. And I can remember Dad saying to us, don't pick the, don't take the plum, don't pick the plums. And he said, I can remember John's, Uncle John saying, go ahead, that's all right. Don't make any difference. He says, they are a little green. He says, you, and boy, I'll tell you, we ate, I don't know how many we ate. The stomach was all right. They said, eat too many, you're going to have a stomach ache. We were all right. We enjoyed it all right. And that's about it for down there. Summertime, we had, most of the all of my summers were spent up to the farm. I went up there when I was very small. I'd drive the tractor, gosh almighty, I could hardly reach anything, but I'd have to bend over and push this, and bend over and push that, and well, we did a pretty good job. Uncle Edgar thought I was pretty good driver of the tractor. I can recall when I was very, very small, they had an old Fordson tractor, and they had plowed the field down front, and that field is about, they always claimed it was 50 acres in it, but it's a pretty good sized field, and they had plowed it, and they were harrowing it with the Fordson tractor, and they got me on the tractor and told me to harrow it. Well, one lower part of it was kind of soft, mucky, and I got stuck. And I walked all the way up to the farm, and geez, I'm stuck down there. My colleague says, get it out the best you can. So it was a lumber pile. He sawed out some lumber, and there was a pile of lumber down along the side of the road, and so I took a couple of those boards out, slammed them in front of the they had steel wheels on them. The Fordson tractor had steel wheels on it with cleats. Slammed those two boards, one on each side on the big tractor wheels, and I got it out. And after I got it out and come back up to the farm, unhooked the harrow down there and brought the tractor up to the farm and went back down, got the two boards and put them back up on the pile. And the collector asked me how I got it out, and I says, oh, I got a couple of boards off the pile of lumber down there and rammed them in there. Where are the boards now? I says, they're back on the pile. Oh, Jesus, you did put them back on that pile with all that dirt on them. No, I says, I scraped most of the dirt off. It's all right. They're all right. Anyway, I got away with that. He thought that was pretty cagey of me to use the boards to get that Fordson tractor out of the mud. Anyway, that was one of the stories that I have to tell you. And I say, vacation, summer vacation, just to play baseball down on the field that, well, is the, Bill Rindle lives there now, he's got a house there. We used to have a heck of a good time playing baseball there. It was flat up to, oh, what we call the short field. It was just beyond second base. But the base part, the infield part was, gee, it was nice and flat. We couldn't play it until they cut the hay. When they cut the hay, we could play ball on it. And Alfred Berryguide used to, Fred Berryguide, Alfred's father, used to cut the hay on it. Anyway, we used to have good baseball. Always a big game. together, and we used to have 15, 18 kids playing ball. And because as we took our turns coming in, and when one would get out, we'd move up, finally get up there to bat. Boy, you'd try like the dickens to get on first base. And we had a good time there. And they also had a field down in front of the other blanket mill, down where, actually, right across the road from where Wilbur's store is. And we played there, but that was not quite as good a field as I thought, anyways, because that was later on. It was right up over the bank from the house. I had to climb up an awful steep bank to get home. Mother would come and say, "Supper's ready." You didn't get the supper, you didn't have any. And another thing, when we sat down to our meal, Dad would pass out the meal, and if we didn't eat all our meal, we didn't get any dessert. And if we didn't get there in time, we didn't have any supper. I miss supper a few times, not many, I'll tell you. I get awful hungry. But usually Mom would slip us something before we went to bed. We wouldn't go to bed hungry, really. But that's about summers. As I say, we used to travel a lot. I don't recall too much of Margaret, Chuck, and Lawrence going with us. It was usually Anna and I, because I was the baby of the family. My Anna was next, and then Chuck, and then Margaret, and then Lonnie. And it was usually Anna and I that traveled in the pickup. I do remember one time Chuck was with us, and cousin Ruthie Chandler, that's Mother's sister's daughter. And anyway, we went up to Wooded Pond, and they had a little building on the side. I believe it was something to do with the Wooded Pond was a watershed for the city of Keene water, and the building was something to do with the dam. I don't know what it was, but anyway, it was a great big hornet's nest up in the underneath the eaves, one corner of the eaves. And Chuck was plugging stones at it, and he put one right through it. Boom! That went on, and the hornet came out of that thing they come all over us. They stung Anna. Anna was very, very sick, and Chuck caught hell about that, I'll tell you. And that was one instance. We had a horse blanket in the back of the truck, and that helped a lot from the hornet stinging us, because as soon as they started coming after us, they all got in the car, and was of course Mother and Aunt Gladys and Dad in the front, and we were all in the back. And yeah, I don't recall Chuck. I don't believe he might have got stung once or twice, but I got stung a few times, but it didn't bother me much. It was Anna that got stung the most, and she was very sick. But one time, Chuck caught hell on Mom and Dad. Of course, shopping. Mother and Mom and Dad, and usually myself. It wasn't even Anna then. I guess it was the three of us. She used to go out shopping Friday night. And, of course, the stores were open Friday night. In those days, were open Friday night, and that was the only night they were open. We weren't open on the weekend nights. Anyway, she'd do her grocery shopping. There was an A&P store on Court Street, and she used to like to go there. They had a meat cutter in there that was very friendly to her, and she used to get her meat there and her groceries, grocery store. And Dad would sit out in the truck and watch he called it the Friday Night Circus. Watch the people walking by, different people walking by. So that was our shopping days. As far as going out and buying presents, for Christmas or something like that, I don't really remember. Used to get some, but I don't remember where we used to go to get them. I guess that'll complete it for now.